This is Ozarks at Large. Healthcare and corporate incomes have dominated state headlines. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly political and business news update.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman was released from Mercy Hospital in Rogers this week and is following doctor's orders to rest. Bozeman underwent successful heart surgery last week after complaining of chest and arm pains. Doctors diagnosed him as having an acute aortic dissection. They expect him to fully recover. St. Vincent Health System of Little Rock and Conway Regional Health System are discussing an exclusive strategic affiliation, the two groups said. The discussions may take months before a final agreement can be reached. Both hospital groups said that forming a partnership would strengthen their market presence and create a platform for improved efficiencies. Now, a subsidiary of St. Vincent's parent company called Collab Health has closed on a series of stock purchases to acquire QualChoice Insurance. The Arkansas Insurance Department approved the acquisition earlier this week, terms of the deal not disclosed. The QualChoice sale to St. Vincent's owners was announced in early April. The State Pollution Control and Ecology Commission approved an air permit for the $1.1 billion Big River steel mill planned for Mississippi County. The commission rejected arguments by Nucor Corporation, which owns two existing steel mills in Mississippi County, that the permit should be rejected. A Nucor attorney said after the vote he expected the company to file a court challenge. Fort Smith-based Arkansas Best Corporation has renamed itself as Ark Best Corporation. The trucking and logistics company said the new name is meant to reflect the transportation giant's expanded services as a national and global company. ArcBest reported a $5.2 million first quarter loss this week due to winter weather conditions that impacted a number of trucking companies nationwide. Also, USA Truck dealt with rough winter weather conditions in its first quarter. The Van Buren-based trucking firm reported a net loss of $1.59 million in the quarter. Murphy Oil saw profits decline as discontinued operations showed up on the company's earnings. The El Dorado-based Pure Play Oil and Gas Explorer posted net income of $155 million on revenue of nearly $1.3 billion. And among 16 cities in Arkansas, the strongest economic activity appears to be occurring in Bentonville. That's according to the new Arkansas Tech Business Index. The index, which was launched earlier this month, is a comprehensive measure that provides a snapshot of economic activity in 16 Arkansas municipalities. It was created and is maintained by the Arkansas Tech University College of Business. The index measures labor conditions, the housing market, construction activity, and sales and consumer spending in those 16 cities. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics Update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.